So next topic is advanced capitalism. So advanced capitalism is the situation that pertains in a society in which the capitalist model has been integrated and developed deeply and extremely for a long period. So it is entirely different from the previous forms of capitalism, mercantilism and industrial capitalism. And it partially overlaps with the concepts of a developed country. So that's of post-industrial age. That means a stage of society where service centers generates more wealth than manufacturing factor. Then finance capitalism means process of production to accumulate money profits. And post-Fordism means increase the consumer choice and identity. So these terms used to describe the growth of new production methods. So simply we can define capitalism as an ideology that promotes privatization when the means of production like land, field, factories and industries are owned by private individuals. So capitalism as a system of production under the control of capital. With the emergence of industrial revolution, the concept of modernity gained momentum and capitalism is the result of where there is progress in all spheres of life. That is, it's actually a transition from traditional to modern ways of life, and we can see a rapid progress in the spheres of industrialization, urbanization and technological advancement. So to Anthony Giddens, the pace of change is extreme and scope of change is global and far-reaching. So Antonio Gramsci is considered as an early theorist of advanced capitalism. And Habermas observed four general features. And first one is concentration of industrial activity in a few large firms. Then constant reliance on the state for stabilize the economic system. And third is democratic government that legitimizes the activities of the state and dissipates opposition to the system. And fourth one is use of nominal wage increase to pacify the most restless segments of the workforce. So late capitalism, actually it's a concept developed by the German economist Werner Sambart. And Marx never used the term late capitalism. So, this term is used in US and Canada to refer to corporate capitalism. And it was in after Second World War. And it's a period of economic expansion. The English translation of Ernest Mandel's book is Late Capitalism. It is in 1975. And it constitutes generalized universal industrialization. And he also distinguishes three periods in the development of capitalist mode of production. First is freely competitive capitalist production. Second is monopoly capitalism. That is, it means imperialist competition for international markets and the exploitation of colonial territories. Third is the epoch of late capitalism. It's emerged out of Second World War. And major features of late capitalism is multinational corporation, globalized markets and labor, mass consumption, and multi-level flows of capital. So we can simply define capitalism as a system that relies on authoritative, controlling, and exploitative relationship between that of capitalists and workers. Then Frederick Jameson defines postmodernism as the cultural system of a global financialized stage of capitalist society. And he also argues that postmodernism is characterized by a crisis of historicity and prevalence of pastiche. So Gramsci was an Italian Marxist philosopher. He is also a linguist, journalist, writer and politician. And one of his major work is Prison Notebooks, actually political theory, written during his years in prison, because he criticized Mussolini and fascism. And Gramsci is best known for his theory of cultural hegemony, where he describes the relationship between state and the ruling capitalist class or bourgeoisie. So in his view, the bourgeoisie develops a hegemonic culture using ideology to maintain power in capitalist societies. Then Vladimir Lenin, he used the term hegemony to denote the political leadership of the working class in a democratic revolution. Gramsci expanded this term to denote how bourgeoisie establishes and maintains the control. And bourgeoisie developed a hegemonic culture which become the common sense values of all. So advanced capitalism represents the culmination of capitalism's generation, and it increased governmental intervention in the economy, and ownership concentrates to manage service economic crisis. The ownership concentrates to manage severe economic crisis. And Marx thought that society has gone through 10 phases of evolution, and the 8th stage is said to be advanced capitalism. That is, economic system focused on maximum profit. That is advanced capitalism.